Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, say good afternoon to Adam Carter. Adam, how the heck are you? First, before you even open your mouth, heartfelt congratulations on your recent nuptials.
Thank you very much. It's so good to hear you, my friend, John Hines.
Now, are we still neighbors or have you moved? I mean, are you still, where are you living these days?
That's a good question. I'm about to move in, and in 3 weeks we have built a home in Rosemount. I say Rosemont, but I guess it's Rosemount, and we'll be moving in about 3 weeks. So I'm kind of a man without a country right now.
Now, so have you asked all your high school buddies to help you
move?
Or are we beyond that now?
We're beyond that. It's a show policy. Chad and I have discussed this many times. I think the cutoff for helping your friends move or asking your friends to help you move is probably, I'm going to say, 30. If you're past 30.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
Chance. I'm not going to help you at 30. No.
That's too late, you're saying.
Yes. I'll front you a couple of bucks and you can hire a moving company. So, gee whiz.
Well, anyway, is that a standing offer? Because, you know, if I'm going to move sometime in the next year or so, you know, can I just come to you for that?
Yeah, well, as I like to say, get a full-length mirror and watch yourself starve. or get
John,
back to me.
We got a moving company, and yeah, if you want to contribute to the cause, I'd appreciate that little wedding dowry, as we like to call it, back in the day.
Right. Okay, we'll go with that. Hey, let's do this. Are you ready for some questions? And we can ask you anything, right?
Oh, more than ready. Ask me anything. Fire away.
All right, let's start with on the phone here, because Diane is standing by. Surprise, as normal, in Hutchinson. Diane, you're on with Ask Adam Anything. What's the question?
Hello, John. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Diane.
I also like to wish you and Jen a happy wedding. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And,
appreciate that.
My question today is kind of a twins trivia question. I heard you talking about Paul Bunyan yesterday.
Right. Yep.
And a few years back, the twins had a commercial with Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if you know who the twins player was that played Paul Bunyan.
Jim Thome.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
Jim Thome. Yes.
I loved that question.
Yes, Jim Thome was a perfect Paul Bunyan.
Oh, that's gosh, that was...
Yeah.
When he turned to point for directions with the bat, you know, and just...
Didn't he almost get gored by the bull in that thing? And they taping that commercial? I thought that was a story surrounding that thing, that the bull almost got him.
Yeah, I think so. And do you remember the other two twins players that were in that commercial?
Joe Mauer, I believe, was in it.
Yep.
Was it? And Morneau?
Michael Kadire.
Oh, Cuddy. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was really cool. But when you're talking about Paul Bunyan, that just brought that to mind yesterday.
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks, Diane. All right, let's go some text questions. And I can just ask any of these, right, Adam?
So, yeah, anything. Controversial, humorous, scientific, whatever.
Would you take over for Dave Lee if you were invited to do so?
I would. I'm telling you what. I did yesterday, and I'm doing tomorrow, and I really enjoy it. If they asked me, I would say yes. That's not saying anything about my current role, where I am. I also love doing that with the people I do. But yes, I would accept if they offered it. But they haven't offered it. I'm not breaking any news here.
How early you been getting up for that thing?
This morning I got up. Well. I woke up at 2 o'clock and I didn't get back to sleep. So I got up at 2, but I actually got going at about 4 o'clock.
And were you able did you come into the studios for this?
Yep. I take, I go down to one of those little prod studios, John, and I just kind of hunker down in there. That way I'm not bugging the news crew in the morning. And so I kind of like to be in that little studio by myself, because then it's just kind of like me talking to myself, which I'm my biggest fan anyway. So I might as well, you know, give me the good stuff and let me, you know, at least I'm enjoying it, I guess, you know.
All right. Another question for Ask Adam Anything. Adam, who is the new guy Susie was talking about?
Jeez, I don't know. It could be Brad Lane, our new...
that is who she was talking about.
Yeah, that's who she was referring to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless she's got a new man. Did I miss
No. Oh. It's only May. Hell hasn't frozen over.
Wow.
wow. Whoa. Hey.
She doesn't want the trouble that comes with that. All right, here, Adam. Adam, this is a good question, especially in the vein of recent Mother's Day here. Should a flower delivery person be tipped? A friendly debate has gone on in the family because my husband seems to think he should be tipped. And I just was wondering here. So,
any delivery person, I think, should be tipped. I believe that's, if somebody's coming to your house to bring something, you should tip them, I believe. Don't you think so, John? I mean,
yeah, I always do. Because it's a service industry, and I like to, you know, offer some sort of appreciation if they, you know, if they got them there in a timely fashion, if they did a good job with it, if they, you know, did more than leave the flowers sitting on the front step in a 20 below morning. So,
that's a tippable job. Yes,
it is. Hey, you know what? Another caller standing by, I believe, Mike in Minneapolis has a question for Ask Adam Anything.
Hey, Adam, congratulations.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm still running on fumes here, but I think it's nappy time in a little bit, but I'm hanging in there.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right.
And that was the question.
Yeah. Sure, there's probably a question in there somewhere.
Hey, we take all comers. Mike's usually good for a good laugh.
Hey, what was your last big pull tab win? Or have you had to stop that now with a coming move?
It's probably my second all-timer. So a week before we went to Vegas, we were down at the Yankee Tavern, which I talk about all the time, which is the home of the greatest French dip in town. I'm at Yankee Tavern, Jen and I. We had driven separately, so she was leaving, and of course, you know, I made the move where I just ordered another beer, so it's like, I gotta stay, finish this one. So I stayed, and I had $40 in my wallet, and I went over to a brand new box. You know my penchant for brand new boxes.
Yes.
It was a brand new $2 box. I put $40 in it, and I got one of the $5.99s that was in that box. Only four of them in the box, and I got one.
I hate you.
I should quit after that. That's one where you quit after. You know, you it doesn't get any better than that.
No, you're absolutely right. Right. I don't know for sure what this means. This is something a little more inside here, perhaps, Adam. But it says the queen is back on the market. Do you know of any eligible bachelors she could go on a date with? That's from Jake. Is there a backstory I should know there?
I don't know. Are we talking about Susie again, or?
No, we're talking about Queen Elizabeth.
Who's
back on the market.
That's right. You know,
the Queen.
Well, she had the guy who was her horse buddy. You know, if you've watched The Crown, and I'm sure it's 100% accurate, she had I forget what his name was. She had kind of the comical name, like Pudgy or Smudgy or something like that. It was her buddy. And I think, I don't know if he's still around, but I mean, I think the timing is right for that guy.
Oh, yeah. We are not amused. Hey, again, 651-989-9226. Or you can text a question to Ask Adam Anything here. And I'm trying not to just skip around and skip over here. I'm trying to be very upfront about this, Adam. So where was I? I did the flower delivery thing. As it turns out, the question, that question came from somebody whose spouse is a part-time delivery person. So that's why that one came through here. What else have I got? Adam, is this your second or third? I'm on number three. Never thought I would marry a third time. Don't get me started. After all the drama of the first two, we are celebrating 13 happy years this July. Congratulations to you as well, Adam.
Congratulations. Yeah, this is my second marriage. I've been fairly upfront that this is my second marriage, and it's her second marriage. And we each have two kids from those previous marriages, and we're kind of a blended family now, a mini version of the Brady Bunch.
When we come back, more of Ask Adam Anything, because I want to find out on behalf of a listener, because this is a good question, a very good question. Heather Brown should be tackling this question. What do you tip on a $5.99 winner? We'll do that next when we continue at News Talk 830 WCCO. Here we go. Let me get right into this here.
All right.
More questions for Ask Adam Anything. So what do you tip on a $5.99 pull tab winner? I think it depends personally. This is just me on how much you had to pump in there to get it.
I'm usually a 10% guy. So $5.99, and with that luck, I gave $60. I thought that was enough.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Too much or not enough?
No, maybe not enough, depending on if it was, if you hadn't been playing a lot, you know.
Wow, I feel terrible. I'm going to have to go back down there.
Well, the next time you're going to the tavern down there, call me. I live like 8 minutes from there. So I'll be there like on a minnow.
I've missed our time. I've missed our pull tab adventures together.
Yes, so have I. All right, another one. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay. What was the other one? Oh. Favorite fish to catch?
That would be a walleye. I love catching walleye. It's the constant pull and their tug for the bottom. Hey, I forgot here, too. You remember Kay Francis, Jimmy's dad?
Yes.
We met him at the Composure Club the one day. He texted me personally and asked me if eagles eat skunks. And I'd say, yes, they do. I think they would.
I bet they do. They call them carnivores of convenience. I mean, if it's there, they'll eat it. Yes.
Sure.
They'll knock the other birds out of the way, like, hey, I'm an eagle. Get out of my way.
Right. Food is food.
Yeah, absolutely right. Here's one. I like this text. Make sure I get to it here. It says, after years of asking, my husband is finally installing a new kitchen floor. I think it's probably a laminate of some sort, right? Anyway, it's 3/4 in, and I hate it.
Oh, no.
How do I get out of this?
Oh, boy. Throw rugs. Lots of throw rugs.
Yeah. Gee whiz. That's the absolute worst.
Oh, what do you do? Yeah. Looks good on the computer, and then once it gets in, oof, not good.
Yeah, it was a great idea up until then. So,
right.
Hey, listen, seriously, Adam, I'm serious about being down at the tavern.
For sure.
I'm gonna
be out of town for the next week, but when I get back in, we shall do that.
Are you fishing in the Governor's Opener? Are you fishing in the Governor's Opener?
I'll be broadcasting live Friday morning from Otter Tail Thumper Pond, and then we'll give her a go.
So it's up near Bemidji then, right?
Otter Tail. Is that
they're in Otter Tail County.
Yep.
Yeah.
South of Perham. Yep.
Eat, drink, and Bemidji. It makes very good sense. So, well, you'll have a good time. It'll be great. Hey, thanks so much for the visit. Ask Adam Anything. You and I will connect again soon.
For sure. Good to hear you, John. Thanks.
Again, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care. We'll be right back here. News Talk 830 WCCO. I think I'm supposed to say something, right?
Yes, the Lindis Construction Time Check.
Oh, yeah, Lindis Construction Time Check. It's right there on my clock, 12:58.